Chapter 74. Mr. and Mrs. Lamont were being held at Division 52 on the west end of Dundas Street near the lake. Jesse stood outside an interview room with a sergeant of detectives named Gordon. There was a one-way glass window. Behind it, Jesse could see the Lamonts sitting at one side of a table holding hands. There was a uniformed Toronto policeman with them leaning on the wall. "They give you any trouble when you pick them up?" Jesse said. "Nope. Peaceful and innocent," Gordon said. "Officer, there must be some mistake." "They kill 4 people in my town," Jesse said. "A lot of pressure on you," Gordon said. "One of them was a woman I went out with." "A lot of pressure," Gordon said. "Find any weapons?" 2 22 long target pistols," Gordon said, "unloaded and disassembled and packed away in their luggage. You've been looking for those?" "I have." They stood silently, looking through the window at the man and woman holding hands. "I'll talk to them alone," Jesse said, "though it's possible that the man may assault me and I'll have to defend myself." Gordon was a short, thick, bald man with enough stomach to make the buttons pull a little on his shirt. He nodded thoughtfully. "You got a right to defend yourself," he said. Jesse nodded. Gordon unlocked the door and went in and nodded his head to the uniform to leave. "A visitor," he said to the man and woman. Jesse came into the interview room. Gordon went out and closed the door behind him. Jesse stood and looked at them. "Jesse," the man said. "We're so glad to see you," the woman said. Jesse didn't say anything. He stood motionless on the other side of the table, looking down at them. "Jesse," the man said, "what's going on? They didn't even tell us why they arrested us, just that we were wanted in the States." Jesse looked straight down at them and didn't say anything. "Wanted for what?" the man said. "Jesse, what is it?" the woman said. Jesse gestured with one hand at the man to stand up. When the man was standing, Jesse called him closer with his crooked forefinger. The man was compliant. He walked closer. Jesse put up both hands to tell him to stop. Then Jesse stepped in closer to him and drove his knee into the man's groin. The man screamed and staggered backwards, bent over, and fell on the floor. He brought his knees to his chest and lay with his hands between his legs and moaned. The woman jumped up and ran around the table toward him, and Jesse hit her. A full swing across the face with the flat of his open hand. She staggered backwards and bumped the wall and slid down hard on the floor with her face pressed into her hands and began to cry. Jesse looked at both of them for a moment, then turned and looked at the opaque one-way window and jerked his thumb toward the door. In a moment, Gordon came in. "Lucky to escape with your life," Gordon said. "Eh?"